Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2225, How to Increase Activity at Work by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk, and I'm Dr. Neil. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Increase Activity at Work by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. Being physically active is super important for your health and well-being, but it's not always easy. We live in a desk-bound, office-working society that makes achieving daily physical activity recommendations difficult. When you add in the daily stresses of life, the lack of time, and personal commitments, it could feel like you're doing all you can to be active. But there's always a way, and you can do more. The trick is to use methods in which you make your current routine more active without sacrificing family time, time for yourself, or simply time doing the things you enjoy. Here are 5 ways you can get more activity into your day. 1. Walk more on your commute. One of the most powerful ways to increase your activity is through walking, and there's no better opportunity than on your commute to work. You don't have to walk all the way to work, unless you think that's possible, of course, but you can do the following. Walk to a further station or bus stop to start your journey, or get off a stop or two earlier. You could take a longer route on your current walk, or once or twice per week, walk all the way to work. These also apply to your commute home. 2. Take exercise snacks. We all like a good snack, but this type isn't made by Cadbury or Hershey. Exercise snacks are small, bite-sized chunks of exercise. An example might be doing a set of 15 bodyweight squats or a quick walk around the office. There are 2 main ways I like to implement these with clients. First, set a timer for every 30 minutes and do a set of an exercise. This could be squats, push-ups, lunges, it doesn't really matter. If 30 minutes seems like too often, then start with an hour. The point is to increase the amount of activity you're doing and break away from sitting. Second, tag exercise snacks onto the things you already do. This is called habit stacking, and it's a great way to implement a new habit. An example would be doing squats while the kettle is boiling for your afternoon tea, or doing a set of X number of push-ups before you shower each morning. If you're in the office, perhaps you walk to the furthest water cooler. Doing these is probably easier on days you're at home, unless you don't mind performing squats in the office, so perhaps make the most of the days you work from home. 3. Active meetings. When possible, make your meetings active. Now, you don't want to take the whole team to an exercise class, but perhaps you can go for a walk to a farther meeting room, or just stand more. Maybe if your meetings are on the phone, you can walk and talk. Try to make these more than just sitting and talking. You likely have multiple meetings each day, so this can be another great way of stacking an active habit on top. 4. Stand more. Standing is more effortful than sitting. It requires more muscles, burns more calories, and takes you out of the chair. Start standing 10 minutes out of each hour, then build this up to 15, 20 minutes, and so on. Work within your own tolerance. You don't have to stand all day, but if you can reach a point where you are working with a 1-to-1 ratio, you will feel the difference. When you do this, you can even add in some squats, lunges, or simply focus on frequently changing your stance. Movement is movement, and it'll be better than sitting. If you do implement this tip, just make sure your desk is set up for it properly so you're not putting your shoulders, back, and neck in uncomfortable positions. And 5, use your lunch break. If you're not already, stop eating at your desk. Take a lunch break. Get up from your desk, walk to the cafeteria, or even better, get outside to grab lunch. If you bring lunch in, then go for a quick 10-minute walk before you eat. Not only is this a great way to increase activity in the day, but it will also give you a moment to de-stress and reset yourself a little before going back to work. Burnout is a real thing, and these little periods in the day are a good opportunity to decompress. If you have a gym in the building, then your lunch break is another fantastic way to get in a workout. As always, focus on what you can do consistently. Start small, build up the habit, and then progress where you see opportunity. Not only will these help you lose weight, but help to maintain your weight too. The point is to make this a part of your lifestyle, not just something you do for a week. You just listened to the post titled, How to Increase Activity at Work, by Sam Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As today's author Sam said, the goal is to make these tips habits for life, not just behaviors we perform every now and then whenever we happen to remember them. And as Sam said, one of the best ways to make these behaviors a habit, where we don't even have to think about them anymore, is to add them to behaviors you're already doing. So, for example, I love the suggestion of performing squats while waiting for the water for your morning tea or afternoon tea to boil. If you're a coffee drinker like me, perform squats while the coffee's brewing. Or if squats aren't your thing, you could do jumping jacks or bottom kicks or again, lunges. You could even perform standing stretches. It all counts. Tell yourself every morning, when I make my morning cup of tea or coffee, I'm going to move my body. Before you know it, there will be a morning where the behavior will be so automatic, you'll start moving your body without even thinking. And that's the goal. That's where we want to be. And that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.